Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Have you ever felt that tug, that inner knowing that you're meant for more, but something just keeps holding you back from stepping fully into the spotlight? I'm Jennifer Takagi, your host for Destined for Success. And today I want to continue the conversation about branding and having the confidence to step into your brand. Maybe you've built the brand, the website, the offers, but deep down you still hesitate to be seen. Today I want to talk about that invisible block, the fear of being seen, and how releasing it can unlock a whole new level of confidence, success, and alignment. I want to share two client stories today that show exactly how that transformation happens, how clearing old beliefs and emotions around visibility literally shifted everything in their lives and their businesses. The first one I want to share about is a gal named Lisa. Lisa and I connected at a live event, a Brendon Burchard Ultra Mastermind event, and we just clicked. It was like, oh wow, you know, this is cool. We have so much in common, like how we want to show up. And I did a free session of releasing trapped emotions. And I do this from time to time. And if you've never attended, you're missing out. You need to attend. And in this session, Lisa shared how she really wanted to start a different business. She had a job, a big old J-O-B. She has a job, but she wants to get into more of the psychic mediumship that she's really called to do. And that's a big thing. And depending on your upbringing, your belief systems, how you've always shown up in the world, making a big shift like this can be very scary. It can be very daunting. Now, Lisa had purchased the platform she was going to put her website on. She had played around with it. Let's just use the word dabble. She had dabbled in a little bit, but she just couldn't pull the trigger. Does that sound like you? You know what you want to do. You feel the calling, but you just can't pull the trigger. Well, that was totally Lisa. She could not pull the trigger. And when we were on this group session, she said, I go around the room. I try to address everybody that's there, if at all possible, depending on how many people show up. And I asked the question, do you have any trapped emotions around stepping into this new chapter? And connecting with your intuition is very simple. It's very easy. You just have to be open to the possibilities. And there were trapped emotions around this idea of stepping into this new business. So we identified and cleared the trapped emotions as they came up. And to clear a trapped emotion, you literally set your intention to clear it. And how I do this is I literally say, envision that emotion and everything that goes with it in a cloud. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And when you exhale, the cloud will dissipate. So we did this several times and cleared all the emotions around it. And she's an intuitive person and in the healing type world. And she was like, oh yeah, that was great. And probably 10 days, 2 weeks later, she reached out and said, I just want you to know I did it. It's imperfect, but I took imperfect action. I asked for help, which Oh, does that sound like you? Is it hard to ask for help? I have that problem sometimes. She said, I asked for help. I launched my website. I put it out there and I'm going to have my first live event. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. She said, yeah, I couldn't have done it if I hadn't worked with you, if we hadn't identified what that invisible block was, what that wall was that was keeping me back from doing what I really wanted to do. I saw her a month or two later and she said, I scheduled my first live event. I'm doing a live in-person setting where I share my psychic mediumship gifts and talents, and I already have it full. Like I already have the people lined up to come. As an entrepreneur, that is like manna from heaven. People coming in, people showing up. I was so happy for her. We identified what was holding her back, and she was able to move forward. She had been doing the work, she had been moving forward, but just couldn't take that last step to pass the finish line. And she did. And she did. So super happy for her. Identify what's holding you back from showing up confidently and boldly as yourself can make all the difference in the world. Another client of mine, we had met online in a group, but we really hadn't interacted. And she had reached out to me like in a group message, said, has anybody written a book? I want to hear about your experience. And I said, yes. And we got on a quick call and I shared my experience of being a published author on Amazon. And that was great. Nice little chit chat. And then we saw each other in person. But since our previous call had been on the phone, not on Zoom, I didn't recognize her. And there were hundreds of women at this event. So, like, all the names run together at some point. And she said, Jennifer, we met. And I said, oh my gosh, we did. Now I'm embarrassed. How did we meet? And she reminded me of the phone call, which had been a number of months before. So we reconnect, have a nice little chit chat. And we decide to have a coffee chat to dive a little deeper into what each other does and how we might be able to support each other. So, in this conversation, she said, oh, I don't know anything about Akashic Records. I'm like, can you explain that more? And I said, well, I can explain it a little bit, but it's probably easier if we just do it. And she was like, yes, let's do it. So, the easiest way I can explain and how I look at, interpret Akashic Records are that they're the messages on your soul. And you hear people say like, oh, I had this little nudge, this little tap on the shoulder. On some of the Hallmark movies, they call them God winks, like God's winking at you to move forward and do something. Other people think it's their higher self, their intuition. All of that's true. All of that is true. And with Akashic Records, I just call it the messages of your soul. And there are ideas and thoughts and goals and purposes that we have that are on our soul, on our hearts. And we keep getting opportunities, and opportunities keep showing up to lean into that's where we're supposed to be. And so when I opened her name's Melanie. When I opened Melanie's Akashic Records, I got this really clear vision of ancestors holding her back. And often I don't get picture images, I typically get words. And it was like your heredity, your ancestors have a very clear definition of a woman and what a woman should do and how she should show up in the world. And for you, that is being a wife first and then a mother. And then if you want to have a business, okay, it's a little hobby on the side. Does that sound like you? Does anybody relate? You can have a business, you can have a job, but it's never to take precedent over your family, your household. And balance is hard. I do not want to minimize that. Balance is hard. But if you really have a block that I can go no further than this because this business is to be a hobby, not a financially lucrative business, that holds you back. So it was super cute. She was like, how do I work with you? How do I give you money? How do we book a call? What do we do? How do we clear all this? So we did all of those things. And after several sessions, she was like, yeah, like I'm feeling a shift. And we worked together for a while. And every time it was like, yeah, I feel a shift. I feel differently. I feel a little bit. And the interesting thing is with energy work, sometimes you actually feel the shift of the energy. And sometimes it's several days later and you realize you're interacting with people a little differently. And several months passed, 3 or 4 months passed, and we hop on a call and she says, you are never going to believe this. She's so excited. She's just about to jump out of the computer screen at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? What happened? And she said, I had the biggest month I've ever had. And I said, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, you don't have to tell me dollar amounts, but is this like 2 times bigger than your biggest month, 3 times bigger than your biggest month? And it was almost 3 times more than she had ever made in 1 month in her business. And now I'm seeing her all over social media with all the great things that she's doing. And oh yeah, the pictures of her kids. And oh yeah, the picture of her and her husband taking vacations together. Like, she still has her family. She still supports her family physically, emotionally, spiritually. And she can have a successful business. Because once you clear what's holding you back, you can start moving forward. You can start moving forward in doing what you want to do. For me, I still do, and I love doing leadership development type training. I love helping people develop those skills and see how they can show up better and differently for their team. And then I started learning some of these more touchy-feely spiritual type modalities and ways of being and moving in the world. And I literally was too scared to share them. I wasn't going to tell anybody because I thought my friends and family would think I was a little cuckoo ca-choo and I fell off the train. And I woke up one morning and I just had this deep-seated knowing that I was going to do it no matter what. I was going to do it even if I was scared. I was going to do it even if I had very dear friends who were like, that is against everything that we've ever been brought up to believe. Like, I was going to do it anyway. And once I decided I was going to do it anyway, I started sharing one-on-one with people what I did. And it started with Akashic Records. Then it moved into Holy Fire Reiki. And then body code, emotion code, and belief code. And it's changed my life and it's changed the lives of many of my clients. And here's what I want you to remember. Confidence isn't waiting. It's not something you're waiting to feel after you succeed. It's something you activate by releasing what's holding you back. I get pushback all the time from people who don't really believe in the healing energy that I do. And they'll start questioning me. Oh, that pendulum you're moving it. Your arm is moving it. Yeah, no, it's not. You're seeing what you want to see. Yes, as it starts changing direction, it kind of moves my hand with it, not the other way around. Oh, I felt nothing. That's true. You may not have felt anything today. But in a few days, you're going to feel something. One of my clients said, oh, by the way, as we're wrapping up, I stepped off a curb and I twisted my ankle and it really hurts. Can you help me? And I was like, yes, yes, I can. So we created, she set her intention along with me as I set my intention to balance the imbalances around her ankle healing quickly and easily. And that was like on a Sunday evening. No, I don't typically work Sundays, but special occasions on occasion I will. And I saw her the next Friday and she said, "Oh my gosh, I woke up Monday morning and I stepped out of bed and my ankle still hurt." And I thought, oh, that did not work. That did not fix my ankle. And she said, "And then it's now Friday and I've never thought about my ankle again. And it's fine, it's healed." So not only did she not notice it instantly, like the next morning, but then when it quit being a problem, she didn't even notice that it wasn't a problem anymore. Like it was so gone, she didn't even notice. I had one client that had cat allergies. I know it's a crazy thing. Somebody goes, "Jennifer, do you want to be known as the crazy cat lady?" Well, I do have cats. I'm a crazy cat lady. And I said, "Do you want me to help you with those cat allergies?" And it was like, "All right." And lo and behold, 30 minutes later, all of his allergy symptoms were gone. And about 6 weeks later, I got a message from him that said, "Oh, by the way, I've been to my friend's house three different times and I haven't reacted to that cat at all." And I was like, "Cool." I see him in person 8 or 9 months later. And he says, I said, "Hey, here are those cat allergies." And he goes, "I don't know. I haven't been around a cat." His cat allergies were so gone that he didn't even recognize when he was around a cat to remember that he was no longer allergic. That kind of cracked me up. But as I get these testimonials, as I get these text messages, I worked with a client today and I got a text message. Nothing externally has changed, but inside I feel differently. Yes, you do. That's how this works. That confidence comes from doing. That confidence comes from working with the people you were intended to work with, the people you were intended to help. So if you've been hiding your brilliance or doubting your worth, this is your reminder. The world doesn't just need your message, it needs your presence. Take a few moments today and ask yourself, where am I still dimming my light? Where am I still playing small? Then take a breath. Take one small, brave step towards being seen. Because your confidence is already within you, and it's time to let it shine. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success. And if you'd like to have a conversation with me about your next best steps and what's holding you back, book a call, yoursuccesscall.com. And I really look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.